Daryl, a breathless sort of a contest. What were your views on that performance? 18-0 down at one stage. It took a bit of guts to get back into it and get in the lead at one stage.
Yeah, we clawed our way back and played some pretty smart rugby league, scored some great tries and got level at half time and we had a drop goal attempt that we just missed. We played some real smart rugby league and scored a lot of points, but conceded way too many. So you know, when that happens, it's always going to be tough. I mean, we had to score nearly 50 points today to win that game, and that against a team like St Helens is pretty tough to get.
What happened in that first quarter then? Because you pressed them early doors, couldn't get a try, and then they streaked away into that 18-0 lead.
Well, we just kept giving them opportunities inside our 20, and they're pretty difficult to defend against when they get in there. So, we were just poor in that period. I thought we were pretty sloppy defensively. They were just playing the ball way too quick, getting the noses down quick, and the ruck speed was like lightning. And they got a couple of bits. We didn't really deal with kicks well today. No ball in the air. We ended up getting beat to them. And it was just that period there was a real blow to be so far down after 15-20 minutes.
Was it coincidental at the introduction of Paul McShane, so changing that momentum?
No, I think I thought he was very good today. I think. He speeded our ruck up. Ads Milner had just chucked a ball on the floor, which yanked him off the field for. And Maka played well. I thought he did really well. He's been a real plus for us over the last few weeks. I think he's going to be an outstanding player for us in there with Ads Milner. So yeah, I thought he was really good today.
And second half, obviously, you've levelled it at 18 points apiece. You get that lead. It's just very difficult to maintain it against a Saints side who obviously got a bit of confidence again.
Yeah, we just consistently defended poorly, which somebody let us down at some point in the line, and ultimately we're not consistent enough defensively, and to concede that many points in a game of this magnitude is clearly not good enough.
So season effectively but not mathematically over. An obvious disappointment that comes with that. Would you say consolidated where you were at last year? Have you made any improvement, the sort of improvement you were looking for at the start of this campaign?
It's been an interesting year. I think there's been a lot of learning experiences, to be honest. I think we've had some tough things happen to us. We've had to hang tough and move on. We've had quite a lot of new players come in, and embedding those players in took us a fair bit of time, and then we had a really poor start, and that put us under a little bit of pressure. But we fought our way out of that pretty well, I thought, in the middle part of the season, and that gave us an opportunity to fight for the top four. But we've lost our last three games, and we've got a few injuries, which has been tough on us. But we just. An average defensive side at the moment, and that's really hurt us because we can score points.
And what's got to change then from what we've been seeing in these last few weeks to next season for you to make that top four?
I really think we need a bit of an attitude shift, to be honest. I think we sometimes go out there and I'm not sure that the belief runs deep enough through the whole of the team or the whole of the squad to get the job done on a consistent basis. So it's I do think there's an attitude shift needed to get us into the top four on a consistent basis.
Just switching our attentions back to tonight, one or two players to pick out. Luke Gale got the home man of the match award. Another big game from him and from the old warhorse Andy Lynch up front.
Well, Lynch has done 80 minutes, which for a big man. The amount of work that they have to do in the middle is incredible. I think he's been incredible all year, to be honest. He's an outstanding player who's been huge for us. I thought Gailey did a great job. McShane was very good. He gave us a real lift when he went on there. And I thought as a team we just did a whole heap of high quality things, but then there's a real lack of consistency about us in what we deliver, particularly defensively. and we make a few too many errors, which puts us under pressure. But when you play the way that we do at times, you're going to make errors. You've just got to be able to defend on the back of it, and we are not good enough to do that at the moment.
Some brilliant attacking play, looking at the positive spin on this, but I guess with that as well came some video refereeing decisions. You've been vocal about that this year. Anything you've seen from tonight's game that changes your opinions on the video refereeing system?
Oh yeah, I thought there was some poor decisions. I thought in our favour and against us as well. So I don't know how they get it wrong so often, to be honest. You know, I think that there's a couple there that look like tries that Saints scored, and then there's one that there is definitely not a try. They run an overs line into Benny Roberts and knock him on his arse, and he lets it go. But you know, I haven't got a clue how they get it wrong so often. It's I don't know what it is. It's hard to explain, to be honest.
Just a couple to go for you. Wigan the last game, but next week a trip to Headingley, your old stomping ground. I know that the season's gone as far as you're concerned, but has it? You can still affect the way that the Rhinos finish, and that would be a great way to finish the season for your Speckies, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, well there's, you know, we want to finish fifth, and you know, we're still in danger if we don't win at least another game, that could be taken away from us. So it's pretty important that we play well over the next two games.